episode today. We have SMA's very own Todd Dowshy and True West Credit Union's very own Sarah Hancock talking about how the two organizations have worked together to automate at least 50% of all the credit union's new processes and save $2,000 per month in eliminated errors. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a success story for you from the folks at True West Credit Union. We have Sarah Hancock from True West. Sarah, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And then SMA President Todd Dowshy from SMA, no doubt. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing great today, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And I'm excited. I really enjoy doing success stories from the credit union perspective because it really puts it all in perspective. I mean, you're getting it from an objective point of view and how you know, technology has helped credit unions just keep moving forward. And this is a story that matches that for sure. So Sarah, I'm going to let you go first. So what issues were you guys were experiencing that impacted your credit union that kind of made you look for a technology provider like SMA Technology? What was going on there?
Sure. Well, we just had a lot of manual work that was happening. So if you think about a core and what it takes to do your core processing, you have a lot of jobs every day. It's not just you turn it on and it works and then you turn it off. It's not that way. There's a lot of things that go into, you know, operating every single day. And if you think about having an entire person sitting and spending 8 hours of their day just doing that, yep. You know, it's kind of a loss in efficiency because that person is a really high valuable employee that could probably be doing something else. So finding a software, you know, partner that is able to take their technology and automate it so that you can set it up to do all that manual work and allow them to free up their time, mm-hmm. You can increase your efficiency without increasing your headcount. And that was just absolutely huge. So it was definitely a must for us.
How was it impacting your credit union's operations prior to going with SMA? I mean, there was a lot of manual labor going on there that took up a lot of time.
A lot of manual labor, yeah. And also it was restricted with time periods too. You know, you might want your system to be, you know, kind of seamless and maybe following with a 24-hour clock, but mm-hmm. It's really hard to do that when you need somebody to actually be doing the process. So, you know, then you're limited to maybe your 6-to-6 window or something like that. So finding some sort of automation that allows it to, you know, have a real true time clock of 24 hours mm-hmm. kind of allows you to kind of streamline the process and have it more in line with what a member is expecting. Mm-hmm. So that was really huge as well. So, you know, freeing up the employee's time as well as having a better, you know, options when it comes to your automation timing.
Indeed. And Todd, when Sarah or True West came to you, what were your initial thoughts of like, oh my gosh, we got to help these folks out.
So at SMA Technologies, we love working with the credit union industry. We've got a long, successful track record of helping hundreds of credit unions automate their back-end processes. And when True West contracted with SMA, it was just another walk in the park for us. We love this story. But what made True West really special is they had some really hard goals. They had some very strategic directions that they wanted to go, and that matched really well with our consultants. A lot of times when SMA shows up at the site, we're the ones bringing the business knowledge of how to actually do it and then go do the automation behind it. But at True West, they had a plan, they knew what they wanted, and our team was able to slide right in and sit right next to them on the keyboard and help get it done.
Right on. Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely a two-way street when you want to help a credit union out. And it sounds like you guys actually you did your homework, Sarah. So and that's half the battle sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to really have your business operations, you know, you have to understand what it is you need from your business. You have to understand what it is you need from your operations. You talk about kind of making changes to new software. That's not going to be the silver bullet that solves your problems if you have baggage that you haven't cleaned up. So we always really focus on that, try to make sure that we're not bringing problems along with us, that it's truly a tool that's going to help us solve a problem, not be a silver bullet that's maybe gonna, you know, solve a different problem, which is, you know, kind of the operational side.
Very good. And Todd, I'm going to get the SMA perspective on how you guys helped True West, and then we'll get into some of the results, Sarah, that you guys have experienced since then. So Todd, so from the SMA perspective, how did you guys help them, and how did you help them achieve the results that Sarah's going to be talking about here in a few minutes?
Well, really, at the end of the day, it comes down to automating the core process and integrating everything that they have at their core with all of their third-party vendors out there. Again, this is a pattern that we bring into the market. We have the business expertise behind it to do that. So if you just pick a basic example that we help True West with, automating either their GoodNight or their ACH. So if you look specifically at ACH, just at a high level so everyone's aware, at the end of the day, you're getting a whole bunch of files from third-party providers. You have to bring them into house, to download the file, you have to check the file, proof the file, look at errors, process returns, post the file. All of that is just manual, manual, manual in the traditional world. And Sarah and her team had a plan to be able to get all of that automated. And we apply our technology on top of that with some, I guess I'd call it secret sauce at SMA of how we do automated balancing and checking to make sure there's no errors and no duplicate posting. So we can get it completely to a lights out operation. So we can take all of that labor that was there with ACH processing, as this example would state, and turn that into more productive time. So once we automate ACH, now we have a resource who's able to work on more automation, which in turn builds velocity to help the credit union just go faster and faster. And in the case of True West, we were able to very quickly take their many page run sheet down to a half a page, or it's probably even less at this point in time.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So let's get to the results, Sarah. So since you guys have been working with SMA, how long have you guys been working? I should ask you all that in the very beginning. How long has this relationship been going on?
Yeah, Todd had to remind me. It was back in 2012.
Oh, so wow.
We've been 7 years. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have been working together for quite a while now. So what are some of the results have been since the relationship has started and you guys helped each other out?
Well, like Todd mentioned, the run sheet, that was huge. You know, that was kind of the first efficiency that we really realized. And I talked about kind of that employee that was spending 8 hours of their day. All they did was just manual jobs running on the core. So being able to remove that and you know, filter their time somewhere else. The success story I like to share is that person that, you know, we saved their day of having to spend 8 hours just manually running jobs. They are now the OpCon administrator. So they administer the program. So it's not like, you know, people sometimes get afraid of automation and it's going to change jobs and remove jobs. No, it actually enhances jobs because now she's free to teach everybody else to utilize it, to really get specialized. And she's even going towards getting certified in the system through SMA. So, mm-hmm. you know, she's able to just kind of take it and enhance it. And especially she's got that operational knowledge of where it was before too. Yep. So she's able to help troubleshoot it. So that, and, you know, then he also talked about, you know, integrating third-party vendors. So at first it started with just something that was able to, you know, kind of manipulate jobs on the core and really streamline that process. But over the years, we've been, you know, transforming it into something that will integrate with everything else. And now every automation job that we have or every new process that we want to do, there's always an automation piece. Everybody wants that button. Where's that easy button? Yeah. You know? So now we have that. We're able to, you know, like you mentioned with ACH, pull down the file from, you know, your ACH vendor, configure it, send it over to the core so it can be sent, you know, so it can be consumed mm-hmm. and then processed all at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning without any manual intervention. That's really huge, but that's kind of a similar template for a lot of the other processes that we have. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be some sort of, you know, third party vendor connection that has to be established, whether it's sending files or receiving them, but then also bringing them in so that they can be consumed by the core or sending them somewhere else. And we've just constantly just been transitioning every new project. There's going to be some sort of process that involves OpCon, and it's just growing every single day.
And so the end result of this, Todd, is, I mean, obviously the credit union wins here, but it sounds like the member ultimately wins here too, because obviously the service is better. The member experience is better because of all the automation. Things happen more quickly, more efficiently. Is that the kind of the end goal here that you're seeing, Todd?
Absolutely. I think the most rewarding part of watching an automation project work like what happened at True West is you start with that first win. You get ACH up and running, for example, then maybe you move to GoodNight. And sooner or later, you take this person who typically is in a computer operator job, and that can be viewed as an entry-level position, and they're doing all the routine kind of mundane tasks that the organization has. It's very much a thankless job. And you watch people that embrace OpCon and the power that it has, and they turn into the OpCon administrator like what Sarah did. And sooner or later, they become one of the most valuable people in your company. They become one of the most sought after resources to go work on every project in the organization to help automate maybe something in the lending department or in the credit department or maybe over in finance accounting areas. Mm-hmm. My experience with over 12 years doing this, I've seen just so many clients just re-elevate that position to a higher and higher level, and they've really truly become the rock star for the organization.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's a great point too. Cause a lot of people, like you said, Sarah, is like a lot of people think automation, oh my gosh, my job's going to go away. But in this case, my gosh, it only enhanced this person's job and made them, like Todd said, that much more valuable in the organization. So that's a bonus as well. So where do you guys go from here? What's next on the plate here of automation? Sarah, you want to talk about that real quick?
Well, for us, like I said, it's always adding, you know, the extra thing. You know, what is, in fact, this is a good example. I'll go ahead and share this. So one of the things we had set up with OpCon was a self-service button. So we have a process that our accounting department does every single day. And it was something that was a little bit tedious, but SMA was able to help us create the self-service button, literally a button that you can push. And nice. It does a job. Gives them some control over the automation. But then they were finding out that over the course of a couple of years that they were having to do this process every day. They noticed a trend. We're actually having to pull the exact same thing every single day. So one step further, we turn on full automation. They give us exactly the specs of what report they want to pull. We set it up on a certain timeline so that it pulls. And so every morning when they come in, their reports are available. That button is still there. So if they ever need to have some control, do some ad hoc reports, right. They can certainly do it. That's always an option there. But we took it one step further and just kind of fully automated that self-service feature. And I see a lot of that happening. We just recently did a widget with our online banking provider for members to do balance transfer offers. So a member can go into online banking. They can send in that they want to do a balance transfer from a different credit card over to their credit union credit card, mm-hmm. and then submit it in. Well, then it comes over to back office. We built yet another self-service button. In the morning, the folks are able to come in, push the button. It prints out the checks, if there is any checks that are needed, and then they can finish out the process. So to the member is seeing a fully, you know, streamlined experience. And then on the backside, we're not transferring the work from one side to the other. We're automating it rather than kind of just moving that manual process around.
And it sounds like wherever there's friction, this mm-hmm. can be applied. Is that kind of another goal here, Todd? Is like you see some friction that, you know, that True West talks about, hey, we can help you in that area too. We can create this button like you talked about, Sarah. Is that what you guys are finding?
Absolutely. SMA is a pure player in the automation space. That's all we do. So our team, they look through the world through a different lens than the average person does. Every challenge that they look at, they look for an opportunity to automate that. And over 70% of the enhancement requests that we put into our OpCon technology come directly from our customers. Mm-hmm. Self-service, the example that was given, that was 100% driven by customers to be able to integrate in an end user into the application. So by design, it was always meant for an administrator to run our software to build up these complex workflows to do in really complicated things.
Yeah.
And we got inspiration from Staples and boiled it all the way down to the easy button and made it very simple so that anybody can hit a button. And in a case of, it may be just entering a total that's got to match something on the back end, or it could be checking inventory in a safe deposit box, originating a new loan, or booking something on the back end, like Sarah mentioned. Everything we do at SMA is all about making our technology very easy to use, and it's all customer-driven where we get our inspiration.
Indeed, and probably one of the greatest marketing campaigns of all time, the Staples Easy Button. So we use that so often. So good stuff here, guys. All right, I'm going to wrap up here because you guys have work to do. So any final thoughts, any final words of wisdom? Todd, I'll let you go first, and then Sarah, you can close it out if you like. Todd, any final words?
I guess just a final thank you to you, Mike, for having us on the show. But really, Sarah, thank you for being a client. We've loved working with your team. And we're always here to help our clients to accomplish their automation objectives, whether it's out of the box solution that we need or to get creative and help the organization move forward through a new automation process that we haven't done before.
Very cool. Very cool. Sarah, I'll let you close it out here. Any final words?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on here. It was really great. I love talking about OpCon. We absolutely love the program. It's one of our critical programs that we protect very closely because of how integrated it is with all of our systems. And but it's been really great working with SMA. We recently had somebody come out and do a whole bunch of work with us, and just working so closely with them, I just, you know, it's nice having that partnership. And if anything, I would say to other credit unions, you know, if you're looking to get into some sort of automation and you're looking to find a tool, it can seem daunting. There's a lot of work that has to be done to it, but mm-hmm. it is incredibly valuable. And if this is something that you're, you know, considering, you know, just think of the impact that it has to your members and that streamlined process. And so I understand how daunting it can be, but, you know, just take a breath, get a partner that'll work with you, and just kind of one step at a time, and it's absolutely worth it.
Indeed, yeah, and this is why, Todd, did you want to add something?
I was just saying, absolutely agree, 100%.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, one step at a time. And this is what I really enjoy. These are some of my favorite types of interviews. I love the success stories that that come out of just how people work together and they create these solutions that work for everybody. And just ultimately, the credit union and the member wins in the end. So it's good stuff. All right, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to chat. And look forward to more good news from you guys. So good stuff. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks again, Mike. Bye-bye.